Well, welcome everybody to the Sunday night business builder call. This is Brian McClure, ambassador, calling you from New Orleans, Louisiana, actually tonight, where I came over to visit with Betsy's sister and brother-in-law and went fishing today. So we had a great day. I want to welcome everybody to tonight's call. Tonight, we've got a very, very special guest speaker. He doesn't need any introduction whatsoever. Everybody knows who this gentleman is. He's the backbone of Ambit Energy. He's done a masterful job in transitioning Ambit Energy into the Vistra family. So without any further ado, I want to welcome onto the call Daryl Starkweather. Are you here, Daryl?
I am, Brian. How are you this evening?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I didn't do very good fishing today, but I can't complain. Fishing is a good day.
That's right. I'll take a bad day fishing over most good days.
Absolutely. Well, I want to hop right into it, Daryl. We got a lot of people on the call tonight, and you know, I just couldn't be more thrilled about what's going on with Ambit Energy. You know, my remarks on the broadcast for simulcast, you know, I talked about, you know, being welcomed into the Vistra family by Sydney and Jim and Scott and certainly yourself in transitioning over to Vistra, and just the numerous meetings at first live and then Zoom wise to be able to really, you know, kind of lift up the hood and look at the engine underneath and what's driving Ambit today. And to say I'm excited is an understatement. I can't really put in words is probably the best way I could say. I can't put in words, you know, how impressed I am with the leadership of Vistra and the people that are driving Vistra from an Ambit perspective. And but you've been on the front lines. I mean, you work there day in and day out. So I kind of wanted to get your perspective a little bit before we get into what happened at simulcast and everything. Your perspective, having worked with Jerry and Chris for all these years and then moving over to Vistra here about a year and a half ago, and just give us some thoughts and your insight, if you would.
Yeah, Brian, I'm happy to do it. You know, and I have to say, you know, it's your insight's been extremely valuable as part of the transition. You know, because we can go way back to the announcement, to the official date of acquisition, and you know, there was hesitation. There was maybe not so much hesitation as there was just questions. You know, what does it mean? What's it going to be like? You know, change is scary for people. And what's it mean? You're so comfortable with who you've been working with and who's been leading the company. It's going to be different. What's it going to be like? Am I going to enjoy it? And, you know, I think what I want people to hear from me is how quickly I realized from just a very, you know, few meetings in the very beginning, how similar prior leadership was to current leadership and the values that they hold, the excitement they had for the opportunity, for the consultants, what the opportunity can do for individuals, and the power of what individuals can do for the business. And it was really refreshing almost day one, sitting in conference rooms back in Dallas, meeting with Scott Hudson and Sidney Seeger, and seeing the excitement in their eyes of what they had just acquired, but also with all the questions, because they also realized they didn't know much about direct selling. What they knew is what they had watched from the sidelines, you know, and it's an interesting story about how Scott told us that they watched the success of Ambit for many, many years and actually sat down to discuss starting their own direct selling channel, and then realized that they couldn't do what Ambit was doing and they couldn't keep up. So They watched it from afar, and it wasn't until the acquisition they realized, you know, now we can get in and do something that we've been wanting to do for years. And as Scott talked about, you know, bought the race car that's going to take it to the next level. And so over these last, you know, 15 months, you know, before we all got sent home to work from our true home office, you know, meeting the staff at Vistra and seeing how just brilliant they are, how dedicated they are to the growth of the company, watching people jump in from all different parts of the company that support other brands to really just double down on the Ambit opportunity to take what had been built, how to improve it, what they can do with their expertise, their background, their abilities, their finances and resources to really just, you know, tweak it and put it into acceleration mode and really, really grow it. And so it's been a tremendous transition. There's not been a day, and I say this with all my heart, that I've been concerned or worried about it. It's an exciting and more exciting every single day to be a part of something almost like starting over. You have fresh ideas, fresh leadership with the desire to do something special with what they have acquired and really benefit all of us. And so it's been a tremendous experience through this transition.
Yeah, I appreciate those thoughts. And, you know, what's kind of amazed me is, of course, we started out and the official transition happened in November, and we were right up against simulcast last year. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, in March, the pandemic hit, you know, right when we were, you know, it improved the rates in Texas and started to make some strategic moves. And, you know, we've talked about this on previous calls, but, you know, a lot of people from a Ambit consultant perspective don't realize the ramifications of the pandemic. I mean, you know, it was a situation where, you know, Homeland Security was involved. You know, I mean, it's like if all of a sudden everybody got COVID at the nuclear plant in Texas, all of Texas or most of Texas could go down, or, you know, just a couple of the coal plants or gas plants. And so, you know, all of a sudden when all that hit, you know, all the resources were, you know, how do we keep the electricity going? And not only in Texas, but in all the different assets that Vistra had all over the country. And, you know, where are we from a homeland security perspective and making sure these assets produce? Because, you know, all of a sudden we didn't have electricity. I mean, you talk about an economic impact that the COVID was going to have on top of the loss of electricity. I mean, it could have just been devastating, not only to our economy, but to the world economy. So things shifted very, very quickly to, you know, taking care of those sorts of situations, safety first within the employee base. You guys started working from home. Everybody in the plant started to go through all new protocols, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all in the face of making sure that that electricity was produced to put out onto the grid. And, you know, that was, you know, not quite a year ago, about 11 months ago. And, of course, those sorts of situations are still, you know, first and foremost today. Mm-hmm. But as, you know, protocols got in place and things started to happen and so on and so forth, and those things started to ease up, one of the things that I noticed, and I'd like you to comment on, Daryl, is that, you know, the resources began to shift. You know, if you know, everybody on this call is aware that there's several different retail channels from Vistra. Of course, the biggest is the incumbent channel of TXU, but, you know, had door-to-door channels, you had internet marketing channels, this channel, that channel. And, you know, if you would just comment a little bit on about how things started to shift and the importance of Ambit as Vistra Retail, you know, which headed by Scott Hudson, started to look at, you know, how are we going to produce the numbers we need to produce and how are we going to continue to grow our business and how Ambit fit into all that?
Yeah, you know, it was a really kind of scary time and learning experience at the same time. You know, one of the things I never realized, and I don't think most people do, is whenever a state declares a state of emergency, it halts a lot of sales activities that take place. Certainly with COVID, you know, they prohibited in-person solicitations in a lot of in-person, you know, restaurants. We all know about the restaurants and how they got shut down for a while. But that affected a sales channel for Vistro. They had acquired some companies in the Northeast that are very heavy in door-to-door. It also, which I didn't realize, is shut down telemarketing campaigns, outbound telemarketing. When people are out of work and struggling, I didn't realize it, but I guess there's some protections out there that prohibit the sales calls that go out. And when several of your marketing arms that are responsible for growing the business are just ceased all of a sudden, and many of them, including door-to-door, have yet to come back. Every state's making different rulings. The Illinois just sent notification end of last week, not opening it up yet. That hurts. And then you see this little engine that could, Ambit Energy, who's just plugging along because you have individuals who are working with friends and family and people they know and still building a business. And I think it was a blessing to not only us to have Vistra that could support us through this. I don't know what would have happened if we didn't have their support through this pandemic. But at the same time, I think Ambit was a blessing to Vistra to be able to grow and acquire and develop even through the pandemic. And so where a lot of markets and different brands had to either drastically reduce their efforts to grow the business, in some cases completely shut down, and retool and figure out what to do with their time to improve so when they can come back, they, you know, they're ready to go. But Ambit never slowed down. And so a lot of attention was put on Ambit, and it focused a lot of efforts. And I think that's where the message came loud and clear, if you were paying attention at Simulcast, is Ambit is the growth model. It in our business, perseveres through all problems, through all disasters, whatever it may be. You as an individual still can control your time and what you do and how you gather customers. And it's amazing the growth and the stability and the production that our thousands and thousands of independent consultants, what they were able to do through this pandemic. And sure, it was tough and it was difficult for individuals. But I tell you what, you sent a really big and clear message to the folks back at Vistra, you know, at our office that said, wow, look at the powerful force that a handful of individuals can have even through troubled times. And so I think it was certainly an unfortunate year with world events and health scares and people that were impacted personally by that. But I think it also, on a business side, it allowed resources to be devoted to the Ambit channel. It identified the strength of what thousands of people can do when they work together for a common goal to grow a business, and how stable our opportunity is even through a crisis. And so got a lot of things done this year that we may not have if it hadn't been for COVID. But at the same time, I think it's set up our future to really just continue for the company to invest in resources and money to really just explode this business.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting from my perspective. Of course, I'm not intricately involved on a day-to-day basis like you are, but from my perspective, what I saw over this past year was a consistent shift of resources, whereas, you know, there were resources that were allocated to this channel, that channel, and the next channel, all under the Vistra umbrella. And as those channels started to dry up or were not as productive as our channel, those resources, particularly in the IT area, you know, shifted to Ambit. So a lot of things happened. You know, we were able to take a multifamily situation and kind of compartmentalize it. It's the best way I can put it, so that NCs mm-hmm. and certain ECs, you know, can participate in that. But, you know, how the contest for the trips when they come back, and how the money earner status is going to be determined, and so on and so forth. There's a fundamental shift there, and you know, all very, very positive for our business. And you know, as I sat back and I looked from my vantage point, which is a little bit different than probably anybody else on this call beside yourself, is, you know, I just say, wow, that happened. Ooh, that happened. Ooh, man, this is good. You know, wow. You know, these people are coming in this program, and, you know, it's just like boom, 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 boom. You know, it was kind of like a domino effect, you know, just all of a sudden, you know, totally unbeknownst to me, or no one could ever predict it, was all of a sudden COVID became a very positive thing, because we as a community, as the Ambit field force, were able to, you know, continue to deliver that loyal customer, continue to go out and get friends and family. You know, we shifted to Zooms, we shifted to this, we shifted that, did what we have to do. You know, people that are entrepreneurial and are out building the business, and people that whose, you know, their extra income, and in some cases their primary income, is dependent on you know, them building their business, they get very innovative very quickly. Me, for example, I'd done a Zoom here or there or whatever. You know, some guys say, oh, I get on a Zoom, you know, look at this investment or whatever. You know, get on Zoom and go, okay, this is some weird crap. But, you know, when the COVID thing hit, and all of a sudden everybody's Zooming here, Zooming there and everything, I said, Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. Okay, now I got this down and got my own account. And, you know, it just took so many people like myself who were, you know, old school people, and just kind of put them into what's happening today. And I think one of the exciting things is back in the day, you know, when Ambit opened up and I joined Ambit, I lived in Austin, you know, non-deregulated area, so it was not deregulated. You know, if I wanted to show the plan, there was no video, there was nothing on the internet. You know, I'd hop in my car and drive to Houston, or hop in my car and drive to Waco or Dallas or wherever that person was, and I'd have to show the plan in person. And, you know, I look at that as the opportunity in the beginning, and how many hours, you know, 3.5 hours up to Dallas, show the plan a couple of times, 3.5 hours back, you know, went down to the valley and showed the plan a couple of times, you know, 6.5, 7 hours down to the valley from Austin. That's southern South Texas, for those of you in New York or wherever you're going, what's the valley? But anyway, it was all time consuming. Then, you know, worked with Chris Chambliss and we came up with the video, and Steve Thompson did the first video. And then all of a sudden, you know, we could show the video. We didn't have to travel, you know, because it's not a business you can communicate over the phone. And the point that I'm making is that I look at the speed at which you can build the business today from the field perspective versus the speed at which you could build the business back then, countered by the fact that back then a lot of people didn't know about deregulation and rates weren't as competitive. And today, certainly rates are more competitive. Everybody knows deregulation occurs. So there's a counterbalance to the speed and the ability to build the business. But when I look at it overall, what you know, and I posted on my Facebook, you know, a message from TD Jakes, the Bishop Jakes, a great, you know, Potter House there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, great minister. And you know, if you haven't gone to my Facebook, you know, go and watch that video of Bishop Jakes. But the bottom line is that things change. Nothing is stagnant, you know. I mean, you look at, you know, how we communicated 20 years ago versus 15 years ago versus, you know, 10 years ago versus 5 years ago versus how we do today, and think about how we're going to communicate in the future, and think about our business. You know, in the beginning, a lot of people in Texas, we started in Texas, didn't even know deregulation existed. I can literally remember people looking at me and going, oh, I have a choice who my energy provider is. They didn't even know. You know, and so, you know, you look at from that to and there were in Texas, I'm talking Texas now, there were no rate plans. You know, it was month to month. I remember the summer of 08, I think it was, where, you know, went from 10 cents a kilowatt hour to 17 cents a kilowatt hour. And we lost a huge number of customers. But TXU went from 12 cents to 21 cents. And so we gained more customers than we lost. So, you know, things always change. There's one constant in life, and that's change. And you know, it's not whether things are going to change or not. It's how we adapt as entrepreneurs to that change. And, you know, I mean, who, you know, at the acquisition of Ambit Energy from you know, by Vistra in November, who would have ever guessed in a million years that the whole world would have been shut down by COVID-19, something nobody even knew about, a pandemic, in the middle of March of the next year. And so you look at the extraordinary times we're in, and, you know, I've got a thing that I've said for years, doubt will take out action, action will take out a doubt. And the bottom line is that when doubt starts to sink in, you know, as an entrepreneur, you sit there and go, is this thing really going to work? You know, the other day I've had 3 or 4 or 5 calls because there's people out there that, you know, going on to go do other things, and more power to them. Hey, you know, everybody's got to do what they think's best for their family. And, you know, I don't have any problem against that. You know, going around and spitting the venom, saying, you know, Ambit's going to cut off the whole distributor base. And, you know, and I had 3 or 4 people call me last week saying, Brian, are you doing your own energy deal? I'm like, what? You know, I got the first call. So, you know, who's on drugs here? You know, I mean, of course I'm not doing my own energy deal. So all those sorts of things that, you know, things just get thrown at you, you know, and you just get shot at. And if all of a sudden, from a mental perspective, you start to doubt the commitment to Vistra, to the Ambit brand, you don't understand that Ambit has, you know, kind of from day one, because from day one, Ambit acquired more customers. Everybody on this call, listen to this. Ambit had acquired more customers the previous year than all the other brands and new customer acquisition that Vistra had, including TechU, you know, inclusive in that group, than all the other brands that Vistra had. So why in the world, I mean, just think at it from a common sense perspective, why in the world would Vistra want to get rid of that, you know? And you know, so you just, you know, all these things just hit you. And at the same time, you know, Vistra's learning a new business. They've never been in direct sales. There's, you know, all this stuff going on, and they finally start to get into the stride November to March. They correct some rates in Texas. Things start going good, and boom, the pandemic hits. And you know, here we are, you know, 11 months out. We're still in the middle of the pandemic. It's worse than it's ever been from a numbers perspective. And, you know, we'll get into the political side of that, and there's more tests and this and that. That doesn't matter. But the bottom line is, this is a real deal. And the way that we do business has changed. And one of the things that's just striking to me, really striking to me, when we did a virtual Ambition, and, you know, Kristen Legate, just, you know, head of events, you know, that works with you. I mean, I just can't tell you how great I thought Ambition was. I mean, you know, we had to do it virtual. There was no choice. You know, no one was traveling, so on and so forth. But it was different. You know, the bottom line is, we all wanted to be there. We all wanted to be in the bar at the Anatole, or, you know, at the Omni. We all wanted to hug and kiss and do all the things we do and see all the friends we hadn't seen in the past year. Didn't happen. And so the momentum's not going to be as great coming off of an event like that. And you know, I'm going to just be real honest with everybody on this call. You know, we had a great simulcast for what simulcast could be. I mean, it was a virtual deal. I mean, it's not the hugging and you know, there weren't the big parties and, you know, even the, you know, forget Hartford and Dallas or Houston or wherever it was in Texas, but, you know, huge parties in other parts of the country, Chicago and other places, you know, it didn't happen. I mean, we couldn't even, there was some social gather events. I know Lance and Jess Wren had a nice event up in Pennsylvania. There were a couple, but, you know, 20 people versus 250 people. So the bottom line is you just have all this stuff thrown at you, Daryl. I mean, just one thing after another after another. And I know it's frustrating for corporate, too. They're going, hey, you know, we got to get back to events. You know, that's the energy. That's the fuel. That's the gasoline to throw on the fire, and we can't do it. And my point for everybody on this call is this, is you've got to look in the mirror and decide whether this is for you or not. And through all this consternation, all these things that are happening, you know, between the pandemic and the no live events and this and that, you're going to have situations out there, you know, people and groups that are, you know, just they just don't believe anymore. And so they leave and they go do this or they go do that or whatever. You know, the bottom line is you have to look in the mirror and say, I've got a public utility unconsciously purchased, backed by the largest retailer and direct sales of energy in the world, with a company that's got a billion-dollar plus market cap, that's publicly traded, that's one of the largest generators of electricity in the United States of America, and it's got the largest battery installation in the United States, solar assets, wind assets, and is blowing and going, their stock's going through the roof. That's who I'm in partnership with. And do I want to do that or do I want to go to some new deal that's an also ran network marketing company with leadership that, you know, can't afford to pay their mortgage this month? And you know, it amazes me, Daryl. It amazes me the number of people that have so much doubt because it's created, not that it's real, it's perceived doubt, and it takes them out of action. And so when I looked at simulcast, I said, man, I wish that we had all the excitement and the this and the that and the big auditorium and, you know, everybody going crazy and the clappers and the balloons and all that and everything. But the bottom line is this company didn't. No other company is going to have that. So, but what I did see was a commitment, you know? I mean, there were parts of simulcast, and I'm just being real frank with everybody. I mean, you know, everybody knows you get what you get with Brian McClure. I just tell it the way it is, you know? I mean, there were parts of simulcast I'm going, okay, come on, let's go. But at the end of the day, what's the commitment? And the commitment from a promotional perspective, giving us the tools to go out and feed our families, giving us the tools to go out and build a business, get people excited about joining our business, it was off the chart. And so I want to turn it over to you and have you kind of go through the promotions. It's in everybody's back office, you know, it's in Power Zone, so everybody can go print it off and so on and so forth. But, you know, what I thought you guys did in the way that you wrapped the promotions, twisted it, made it a little bit different, you know, quite honestly, take all the rest of the noise and push it to the side. I personally believe it was the best set of promotions that have ever been offered to us in Ambit Energy.
Well, I appreciate it, Brian, and I hope they are. But I guess ultimately everybody on this call and their organizations will determine that. And so, and we hope people will go out and take advantage of these. You know, I think one of the commitments we made, and really, you know, Scott Hudson pushed us to do is, let's be creative. Let's be lucrative. Let's give people reasons to go out. You know, we understand that times are different right now, and it's difficult. And so the kind of promotions that we put out there, we put out too, and it's to kind of help target you and you to be able to take advantage of income from two different directions, both new customers and consultants. And most people have been around for years. Almost all of our promotions historically have been based on getting new consultants who get new customers. And with the pandemic and people not being able to hold the meetings they have, we understand that's harder to do. But you're still able to reach out to some folks and get a customer here and there as you build your business. And so we wanted to attach those two together for simulcast. So we have kind of the traditional promotion where it's up to double bonuses in our non-Texas and Canada markets and triple in Texas. You know, why not quadruple? Why not, you know, triple outside? Well, what we wanted was bite size achievable goals. So for that, it's one customer at a time. Get your jump start, help a new consultant join, help them get themselves and a loved one as a customer, and then get one more and get a bonus, and get one more and get a bonus. And what we did is we drove more money to the sponsor because we know you're working intimately with that new consultant to help them get in the business and become their first customer and gather a handful of customers. And so what we wanted to do is drive money to you as, you know, incentive to go do that, but also thank you because we know that you are the one hand walking them through that process. But at the same time, we took the success of the Power Drive promotion, which we ran a couple times at the end of last year, where we just had that 48-hour push, go get one or two customers and make up to $150. But what this promotion was designed for, and I hope people see the potential power of Overdrive, which is this is open to everyone. This isn't just new consultants. This isn't just attendees. Now, the upline bonuses are for those who attended. However, if you attended simulcast, go look at your downline. How many consultants do you have? Every single one of them can participate in this. They just need to activate if they're not active and go get a handful of customers, one or two, and trigger bonuses to you. And so, you know, it doesn't limit your ability to earn off just new people because we know that's a little challenging right now. But we also allowed you to go back to your existing consultant base with the Overdrive promotion and help them reengage and almost basically let them go trigger jumpstart and leadership bonuses again to you. And so that's huge for a lot of people to go after. And it's just a little bit of success. It's a two-week promotion. Brian, this Overdrive is just 2 weeks. It goes till January 29th. And all you need is two customers to release that. And we'll see what we do after that. We'll see how successful it is. Because I think what people will see this year, Brian, more than ever, are different promotions and frequent and short burst promotions to where really you need to be engaged 100% of the time and have an organization that's as active as possible so that you can take maximum benefit of these promotions. To go through the hills and valleys that we had created in years past where we run a juicy promotion and then we do nothing for 2 months. And then we try to restart your organization with the promotion 2 months later. We don't want to do that. We want to continually throw little bits of fuel at you every couple of weeks to keep you going. And so when you see short burst promotions like that, that's what these are. And don't expect the extensions. And so I think there's a ton of money to be made through this. I think it's as bite-sized as we can make it during these times to where you can just get money one customer at a time, and it doesn't require you to go get five or six customers in 28 days. We understand the difficulty of that in just today's market and what's going on in the world. And so, you know, that's our commitment. There's a ton of other things that we're committed. You know, Brian, if you don't mind, I'll step back to kind of your message from simulcast. Because, you know, yeah, virtual is what was required. We all want live and in person. And by God, if the world will allow us, ambition this year is going to be live and in person in some form or fashion to get back together because we desperately miss that. And so everything we do today is virtual by requirement, but it's not the replacement for the live events that we want to have. And so all these power rallies, all the SE trainings that we just talked about, ambition that'll be coming up. Our goal is to do them all live and get back out there and do what we love to do, which is get together and celebrate each other. But until then, this is what we'll do, and we'll innovate and try to be creative and stay together as much as possible. And so I think it's going to be a strong year, Brian. I think these are the first of some really good promotions that are coming. People need to build what they can now, because if you paid attention to Scott's speech, there's a roadmap, and there's a lot of things coming. We got new products coming in Texas in March. We'll hear more about. And if you picked up on the message from Jim Burke and Bo Scott Hudson, is man, Ambit's the growth channel, and the 15 brands or so that Vistra operates, Ambit is the one that's going to grow this company. And I think that's because of what you did in 2020 and the possibilities of what you can do in the years forward. So the investment of time, money, resources from all across the company are being dumped into this opportunity. And I just, I worry and fear for people who aren't taking advantage of it. And I just, Brian, I'm so excited. I get tongue-tied and I don't know what to say about it because, you know, it feels like the old days, you know, where you're creating again. We're not managing anything. It's all what can we do new? What's next? What's next? What's next? And that's exciting because that's what creates growth.
Absolutely. You know, for years, you know, it was double, triple, and, you know, like you said, skip a couple of months and then something else, you know, same old, same old, same old, same old for, you know, years and years and years. And that's one of the things that excited me about the announcements is, okay, this is something new, innovative. And at the end of the day, nobody gets paid. And the company doesn't make any money without the acquisition of customers. So this is about the acquisition of customers. And, you know, I know I heard Ralph Nikosha come in on the call. You know, I heard Kevin Duncan and Rose Duncan are on the call. You know, I heard a lot of leaders on the call. And I'm sitting there going, okay, you've got thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people in your organization, a lot of which are dormant. I get that. You know, they're not real active. But pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, John, did you realize, you know, if you go and get two customers, you know, it's worth some money to you. Why don't you do that this week? You know, it's an opportunity to get people reengaged and get them a check. There's nothing that excites anybody in this business more than getting a check with their name on it. You know, I could sit here and talk about all the incredible amount of money I make and how many millions of dollars I've made in the business and everything. But bad news for everybody on this call, I'm not sending any of it to y'all, okay? The bottom line is, what's in it for me? What is it that I can do? You know, how can I make money? And the number one thing that gets people excited about our business is getting a check with their name on it. Not listening about how big the check is with Brian McClure's name on it, but how big is the check that I get? So now you have an opportunity to get somebody a $50, $100, $200 check, you know, by just reengaging them back into the business. You think about, you know, if you took an organization and next couple of weeks you got 50 or 100 people, if your organization's that big, or maybe you only got 10 and you only get a couple people engaged, and all of a sudden they get a check with their name on it, then, you know, it's kind of like coming out of the winter and that bloom starting to happen in the spring. And all of a sudden, you know, people are like, well, you know, thanks for calling me, Ralph. What do I need to do next? You know, I like that, you know. And so I think it is an opportunity to you know, I've always said it's easier to give birth than to resurrect the dead, you know. But actually, in this particular instance, I think it's worth an effort to take the people, not the people that have been dead and gone for, you know, 7, 8 years or 5 years or whatever. And, you know, we're not talking about those people, but the people that are, you know, got some income coming in from Ambit that really believed in Ambit. Say, hey, look, you know, I know you haven't been active, but why don't you work with me? Let's make a written list. Let's get you a couple of customers and pop you a check. You know, you might as well. And, you know, we're right on the back end of Christmas. People have bills to pay. People, you know, you'll be amazed at the number of people that, you know, would buy into that and actually get customers. Now, we all know that if you ask 10 of them to do it, you're only going to get 2 or 3 of them to do it. It's no different. It's a big numbers game. But the bottom line is I'm really excited about that, Daryl, and I'm excited about, you know, things being different, you know, things being you know, put out there that's just not the same old, and this is what I see. You know, if I can just take a second to give everybody, you know, my crystal ball, if you will. Right now, as the pandemic goes on, it's probably the worst it's ever been. You know, states are, you know, reporting new records, you know, record deaths, record hospitalizations. I know in Austin where I live, you know, you know, there were like 15 ICU beds available in the city here just a week or so ago. And so, you know, things are bad. And that's the surge after the holidays and so on and so forth. Coinciding with that, you've got all the vaccines going on. You know, you've got the herd immunity that's, you know, gaining speed as the numbers gain speed. And again, I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not Fauci or one of the experts or anything like that. But common sense tells me is that, you know, we're going to roll in the spring and this thing's going to tap down. And then it's going to continue to tap down through the summer. And we're going to look up, and I don't have the exact crystal ball. I mean, you know, I'm not the guy to figure this out. But sometime in midsummer to late summer to fall time, you know, this thing's going to kind of be over. And look, I'm not discarding it as something that's not serious. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying when I say it's going to be over. The virus is going to be around just like polio is still around, okay? But what I'm saying is that all of the with the vaccine and with everything that's happening on a global basis, and we live in a global economy, you know, it's going to tap down. It's not going to be that big a deal. Pray to God that we're back together for ambition, you know, however all that works out. But through this next year is you know, it's not going to be a fantastic year. You know, we're not doing hotel meetings next month. You know, hate to be the bearer of bad news. We're not doing mass trainings the month after that. But at some point, we're going to begin to transition out. And for those that kept the belief, kept the focus, stayed focused on the most important thing, which is gather a handful of customers and help some other people do the same thing, share the plan, share the plan, share the plan, share the plan, and didn't let all the people that lost their belief, the naysayers, the one that left the company and went to another company, you know, whatever they're going to do, they're going to do, you know? And again, I don't wish ill on anybody. You know, you got to do what you got to do for your family. But when you've got the greatest opportunity ever created in the free enterprise system and the direct selling arena, in a company called Ambit Energy, backed by a $1 billion company, the number one retailer in the United States of America, in a public utility that's unconsciously purchased, you know, and you go and leave and do a lotions, potions, and pills thing, my personal opinion, and again, I'm not denigrating anybody because we've had a lot that have gone and done a lotions, potions, and pills thing, you got to be dumber than a rock and dirt put together. You know, I mean, Ronnie Kirkland, you said, Bo, you got to be dumber than red dirt and a brick put together. And another one of Ronnie's sayings was, Bo, that was so good, make your bottom lip slap your forehead. So he had all these, I call Ronnie Kirklandisms. And you know, and the bottom line is, hey, look, don't begrudge anybody for going to do whatever they're going to go do. Let them go do whatever they're going to do. But look in the mirror and decide whether that's best for you. And if they take some people out of your organization, go do something, you know, and, you know, here, you know, a year ago, January, you know, we had some leaders leave. We've had some leaders leave recently. You know, it's happened in the past. It's happening right now. And I can give you 100% assurance that it will happen again in the future. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you have to decide what's best for you and your business. And when you've got a $1 billion company backing a public utility unconsciously purchased and habitually used with a committed executive team that is going to make this thing bigger and better, and as per Jim in his talk, we're looking to double retail in 10 years. And I sit there and go, double retail in 10 years? We can do it in 5 years, Jim. You know, this is a person that doesn't have a whole lot of experience in the direct selling industry. You know, he understands he's got something powerful, but he ain't seen nothing yet because we got hit with the pandemic and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, we're playing the B game right now because we got a lot thrown at us. But if everybody on this call would just go and get 3 or 4 or 5 people in their organization to go and trigger some bonuses, and then maybe they go and get 1 or 2 people to trigger some bonuses, and all of a sudden there's this influx of customers. What Vistra does, they sit back and go, "Ooh, that worked. Let's throw some more money over here. Let's do this. Let's do that." At the end of the day, when we gather customers as consultants, not only do we win and get bonuses and build long-term residual income on a public utility unconsciously purchased and habitually used, but Vistra wins. And the higher percentage of customer acquisition we provide for Vistra, the more attention we get. So we have an opportunity for those of us that are dedicated, focused, and going to go do the business. You know, don't think about it. All the positive thought in the world ain't going to make you any money. It's only massive positive action. Take the bonus and go do something. You know, you can think about it until you're blue in the face, but the bottom line is they're not going to send you a check for good intentions and I might maybe go do something. They will send you a check for going out and just gathering a couple of customers, helping some other people gather some customers. And guess what? Along the way, you might find somebody that wants to join our business and help them gather customers. It's so simple, folks. Don't let all of the BS, all of the noise, all of the pandemic stuff, all of this one leaving to go do that one, or, you know, this one's better than the other one, and, you know, some, you know, something you, well, I ain't get involved with it, you know, something that tastes horrible, or, you know, what, forget all that. You have the golden goose. And the question is whether you're going to feed the golden goose so it lays golden eggs for you, or whether you're going to choke the golden goose. And you can't fix stupid. That's Forrest Gump's number one line. You can't fix stupid, and there are going to be people that are going to choke the golden goose. But the bottom line is that when you nurture that golden goose, it can do everything that you ever dreamed of it being able to do for you and your family. You know, Daryl, when I look back at simulcast, you know, always look at things, and, you know, it's the winter, you know, so things are dormant. You know, the whole purpose of simulcast is kind of get everybody energized and shoot us into the spring. And as things happen in the spring, you know, the buds are going to start to come out. People are going to start making more money and things flourish. And then all of a sudden we get to the fall and the holidays again, and it's kind of starts with Thanksgiving and then Christmas, you know, things go dormant again. And, you know, I look at what Ambit Corporate and Vistra is doing for us and what they did in the way of promotions for simulcast. And to me, it's ingenious. I mean, I know you had a big part of it, and I don't want to blow your head up too big, but to me it's ingenious. It's baby steps. Go and do something very, very simple. Make a little bit of money and have a whole lot of people make a little bit of money. And what will happen is that'll turn into something bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So with that, I want to throw it back to you. Get your closing thoughts on not only simulcast, but kind of what you see this year being, and then we'll close the call out.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Brian. I think my final thoughts would be, you know, going back to simulcast, and if people walked away with this clarity or feeling, then it was a success in my book, which is straight from the mouths of our leaders, the president and chief financial officer, that says Ambit's the growth model for Vistra. I don't know how more clear and how more strong and committed and honest that can be to a group of people of where you stand in this company and what the plans are. And then to go back to Scott's speech and for him to come out and talk about the roadmap and the things that we're focusing on. And some people think that doesn't sound like a lot, but there's a lot of things. When we talk about acquisition, I mean, that's making sure the opportunity is solid, you know, and something people can believe in and be a part of. That's providing, you know, products and services to customers that are attractive, that they want in a market where there's 200 different offers out there. And it's also, like these promotions, providing income that's open to everybody, where you don't have to, you know, make these great strides of effort in short periods of time to make income, but bite-sized chunks to build your business along the way. And then it's the focus on retention. It's as you're doing what you do best and have this massive customer acquisition machine, this company that has devoted
to the retention of customers, which quite frankly, Ambit prior to Vistra just didn't do. Some of that was driven by just the great acquisition that was going on for so many years, but they just didn't have the systems in place and teams to devote to making sure customers want to stay, and those who do switch or try to win back. And a lot of that goes back to the products, that acquisition, customers who choose to stay because they love what they do. You know, Brian, you talked about before about the numbers of how many customers Ambit puts in versus other brands. You know, but other brands have more Tuttle customers. Well, why is that? It's because they keep more. And if we will put our trust in Vistra and the people there that have expertise on providing services and products that customers truly want, then they stay. You don't have this loss. And loss is a big part of our focus this year to make sure that if customers stay and you continue to add to it, then residual goes up. And that's what's going to happen, and that's our focus. And how refreshing was it to hear about new states and new markets? How long has it been that we've heard from a leader that our company is focused and has teams devoted to looking into new markets, ones that are currently able to be worked that need to be fine-tuned, or to work with legislators to create new markets? And so all that's for us. It's for Ambit, but we need to do what we need to do and go spread the word and spread the opportunity, take advantage of what's being put out there in these promotions, and show just truly how powerful we can be. And so you guys have my commitment. I'm here for this. I'm excited. Brian, it's been fantastic working with you personally throughout the year. And we've had other leaders that have chipped in and provided their advice, and we'll continue to do that. You know, we've always said from day one, it's a partnership, and no one at the corporate office is going to pretend they know best, and we're all going to do this together. And so I think it's a powerful, powerful partnership, and the future is just going to be amazing.
I couldn't agree more, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate your hard work. I think a lot of people in the field understand you and Eric and Kristen and David and Irene and, you know, all the Ambit family at corporate work hard, but, you know, they don't understand the, you know, 10, 11 o'clock in the evening, you know, calls and, you know, it's the whatever it takes program, you know, so on behalf of the field, I want to thank you guys for being there and fighting the fight. I know it's been a difficult time to transition, like any time a company is merged with another company and systems have to be integrated and personnel has to be figured out and all that, you know, that takes time and effort, and you throw on top of it a national emergency homeland security issue of the pandemic with respect to, you know, the flow of electricity for the safety of our country. And, you know, I just, you know, I look back on that and just go, man, it's incredible, you know. And with that at least getting towards our rear view mirror, and it's not over yet, but, you know, I think, you know, people aren't as panicked as they used to be. And as we start to emerge into life the way we used to know it and, you know, give us a little runway in that world, I can't even think about how the growth's going to be in Ambit Energy. So I really appreciate you jumping on, Daryl. I appreciate everything you and your team does for Ambit. I'm going to stop the.